The Arcata City Council was met with a full house on Wednesday as Humboldt State students, Arcata residents, and Charmaine Lawson, mother of David Josiah Lawson, who was killed at a party in April, filled the council chambers asking for more answers to a case that has lasted close to 5 months. Charmaine Lawson was accompanied by friends and family as she presented a petition with thousands of signatures from students and community members from Humboldt County and Lawson's hometown in Southern California.
The phone call I received that early morning of April 15th, I don't want that for any other parent. And that is why I have the signatures here to make sure that that does not happen. Black people are not scary people. I'm not sure why the ambulance and the police officers did not render aid to my son as soon as they got there. Crowd control, that's what I was told. That's very disturbing.
The reward for Lawson's killer, according to Charmaine Lawson, has increased from $21,000 to $50,000 and has caught more attention from the state, including a San Francisco-based attorney, Kendra Miller.
A resident of Humboldt County sent me the story on April 16th when it hit the news. When I found out about the story, I reached out to Brothers United. They reached back, and now I've decided to come on a pro bono basis.
City staff was joined by Police Chief Tom Chapman, who was repeatedly questioned by HSU students and Arcata community members about updates and status reports about the case. One key question was whether or not the department would renounce a Craigslist ad that accused HSU Brothers United member and close friend of David Josiah Lawson as a suspect. Chapman dismissed the Craigslist post and said it was untrue.
It is trying to make a decision about whether or not you give legitimacy and credit to what amounts to a troll. It was a made-up, make-believe BS story.
The council further offered support for the crowd to come and express their thoughts and opinions on the case in a separate meeting next week. Charmaine Lawson, who will not be in town next week, said she is speaking today at a press conference. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.